Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeffrey Dopkin is our guest. Jeffrey is one of our top marketing experts in our brain trust. He's the author of Uncommon Marketing Techniques and another book called How to Market a Product for Under $500. He's one of the best I've ever seen. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you back. It's always a pleasure. Jeff, I know one of the things you want to talk about today is marketing on the Internet.
What a wild and crazy place.
It's a weird place sometimes, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I remember when the Internet came in 6 years ago, and it was going to take over everything.
Yeah.
We weren't going to get newspapers or magazines
right.
anymore.
Yeah.
It was going to shut down stores.
Close up your stores, exactly, the whole thing.
No more
thing.
TV.
Uh-huh.
Everything was Internet.
But
it's settled down. Now you can have your breasts enlarged, at least according to my inbox.
Okay, we won't go. I don't want to know what the next one is either, by the way. But the truth is that the reality has landed somewhere between the initial hype and what we had before.
Yes, it has. And, you know, initially it came in really hot, and then it cooled off for a while. I think all the IPO money backed out when everybody lost money. But now it's coming back, you know. Now there's real solid performers. There's a lot of people making money. There's a few small companies up at the top of the food chain on the Internet. But the large companies are doing pretty good. You know, catalogs,
yep.
instant ordering. You get a lot of spam out there. That's on the downside. But on the good side, you know, you can go and get news in depth. You know, if you see a story in the newspaper, you can just get the headlines and kind of the 500-word synopsis. But you can go to the website of the newspaper and get the 2,000-word, you know, entire speech of somebody. Or the 5,000-word entire speech, or the whole document. So it's interesting what you can find out there. And I think the best things on the whole Internet are the search engines. Wow, what a wonderful tool that is.
Especially if you're a writer.
For a writer, yeah. I mean, I had a question the other day that came up. You know, in press releases, we send out a lot of press releases. I'm a big believer that mm-hmm. a press release is the single most valuable page in all of marketing. So that tells you the value of a press release. And but a lot of people sign off their press releases with the number 30, and I didn't know why. So I looked it up in the net. You just type in 30 in Google and newspaper.
You typed in 30.
Yeah.
In Google.
Well, and, you know, newspaper uh-huh. and press release with a 30, and all the stuff pops up and all the different theories on why.
Huh.
And then you pick your own. I pick mine up. I think it comes back from the days of the Telegraph when they would take a 30-minute break at the end of their segment. So
oh, yeah.
They would just sign off 30, and I would go out for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just one theory. I mean, there's some other stuff that's out there, too. And one guy said, well, I think it's because, and it goes back to the Telegraph again, they signal 30 because that's the end of a 30-word count.
Right.
It's the pay-by-word.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think that's probably my choice. Who's making money on the Internet?
Well,
are little guys making money on the Internet?
It's, you know, I hate to say this because everybody hates it, but spam works. And that's why you're getting
I wish that weren't true.
I wish it weren't true, too, especially because I get a lot of nasty spam. And now I'm getting spam in Spanish. I don't even speak Spanish.
But, you know, to me, saying spam works is like imagining the benefits of a hurricane. In other words, you know, there's a blessing in everything, you know, and so
uh-huh.
if we have a big hurricane, it creates all this damage, but then at the end somebody says, well, you know, there was this one blessing.
Uh-huh.
So to me, to say spam works, I mean, there's an awful lot of damage done by spam for there to be anything good to come from it.
Well, but before anybody goes out there and says, well, let's send out, 20 billion emails for $5, You can really get flamed if you don't know what you're doing.
That's right.
And you can get dragged down. You can get dragged through courts and things like that. So, but the guys that know what they're doing, you know, they're sending out 150 emails a day, you know, for like $80.
But, folks, those people, in my opinion, are the scurrilous fringes of the marketplace.
And, yes, they are.
Right now, they've got a right to do what they're doing. But I'll tell you what, they don't operate the way the small business owners that I know want to operate, and that is finding people that want to do business with us, have given us permission to contact them, and we go after them.
Yes, it's the bad end of the internet, and I certainly don't condone it, and I don't use it myself, and I don't recommend it for clients. But it is just a fact of life that it's a medium that works for some people.
But when we do reach out to our communities, the people that we've been given permission, we've asked and we've been given permission to contact them. When we do reach out to them, what do you think, how should we do that? What's the Dobkin rule on reaching out from a marketing standpoint online?
Well, I think that there's some great stuff that you can offer your clientele. I'll give you an example. Some of the airlines, you go in their SkyMile Club and you fill out their form and you say, I got a brother in San Francisco and I got a good friend in Naples, Florida. So that's what I want to know about. The Air Miles Club will put those parameters in, and they'll only offer you valuable discount seats to San Francisco and to Naples.
They've customized it for you, and that's a great tool, isn't it? A great marketing tool.
It is a great tool, because I'm not getting all the stuff about when they have a flight to Phoenix that's discounted.
Right.
And airline seats, like vegetables, it's a perishable item. Door closes and those seats aren't filled, you know, they lose money.
Well, the other thing is you're in Philadelphia, you know, they don't need to send you the price of a ticket to Chicago from Chicago to L.A., which some of them do. I get those kinds of things, as you say, but the better we all get at this, the more we can find out about our customers, find out what they want, not what we need to sell, but what they want, and customize the delivery of our marketing to them, to let them know when we've got what they want available.
Yes, that's right. And I think that is the wave of the future of not only email, but also that's what you're starting to see now in websites, where they can get so personable.
Right.
And so personal. I mean, you can just, for the better websites, you can go in and you're three or four clicks away from anything that you want.
Right, absolutely. Jeffrey, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. A lot of new, exciting things on the horizon online. The toys have become real tools. We're all using it better and better. The good news is it's available in incremental bite sizes for you and me, small business owners. 20 after. Stay with me. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Stevie Nicks on vocals. On drums is Jeffrey Dobkin. Right, Jeff?
I don't want to say I'm old, but I know the names of all the songs you're playing.
Yeah, that's me and Lindsey Buckingham on guitar there. Folks, we're talking about internet marketing, email marketing too. And Jeffrey, we just can't let you go without telling us how to design our email marketing image and the way we structure it. I mean, you're the best at this.
Well, and it's funny that you ask that, because most people, they send out an email, they have no idea that it needs to have structure. It's like they send out a letter and they don't know that there's components to a letter that make it readable and make people want to read it and electrify people. And email is even more of the same and harder, because when I look at my inbox every day, I get 50, 60 pieces of mail a day, and, you know, it's junk mail. So I'm very, very fast on the delete button. And so when you design it, you have to remember that is the hazard of the media. So, of course, that headline is all important. And the best way that I know to come up with a headline is the Jeff Dobkin 100-to-1 rule. You write 100 headlines, and you go back and you pick out your best one. And because if that isn't the most tremendous opening line that you can ever possibly think of, then you lose your audience before they read the content.
This is an email marketing piece that we're talking about, folks. This is where you're sending your sending something out to your community of customers, of prospects, and they don't know it's coming. Perhaps, I mean, it might be a regular publication like my newsletter, but it might be something that you're sending out to let them know that there's a new product in, and there's a discount or something, or you're clearing something out.
Yeah, and I like that, and I'll tell you what, it's kind of like the teaser on the envelope. When you send a direct mail piece, then the teaser on the envelope, you know, and I like gift certificate and clothes because I think everybody likes a gift certificate. When you send it out in a direct mail piece, not on the net, it's cheap to print, it's easy to print, thin to ship, you know, it's a third or a quarter of a page.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you put that on your headline, I think you're going to get a lot of people opening the piece of mail. So, and then once they get into the interior, what do they see? You got to have another headline or a restatement of the offer right up at the top, and it's got to be very, very enticing because that's the first look. So everything, and it goes by clicks. You know, what do they see in the opening page? And what do they see in the first click? Mm-hmm. And you have to design that. You have to have short sentences, you know, so sentences are like 4 or 5 or 6 words long, and then you put in a carriage return. And then you put in the next sentence, so the thing doesn't scroll off, and then they make the guy scroll all around.
You know, another thing that I try to do whenever I write to friends, if I'm just writing something where I'm detailing some things that they've asked me for, but especially as whenever I'm writing my articles, I try not to go too many paragraphs in an article without having some kind of a header, some kind of a subheader break. Or if I'm talking about something issue, I try to put it into a bullet form so it's easy for their eye to handle. What do you think about that?
I think that is the perfect way to do it because otherwise, it becomes a wall of gray type and
yeah.
Nobody reads it. It becomes boring.
It makes you not want to read it. I mean, it makes you even if you know you need to read it, it makes you not want to read it.
Right. Right. So I think if you're asking for an order and you have a hot link for an order, you can do that every couple of paragraphs, maybe every click down where you get the new page. You can have order now. And you'll find out, especially I think long copy works, but it's very tricky and treacherous to use long copy because if your copy isn't perfect, then you have the 2-paragraph rule of readership survival.
Right.
Which is after 2 paragraphs, if it's dull or boring, you lose your customer. Because remember, he's sitting there with his mouse right over that delete
mm-hmm.
button.
That's right.
So it's easy for him to go, and there's, you know, 50 other million websites for him to visit while he's there, and computer time is limited.
What do you think about putting your entire message in the email or give them a teaser and a link to the rest of the message?
Well, I think that is one of the best ways to track response. Because you can send out a lot of emails, and you can find out the number of people that opened them, but you can't actually find out the number of people that read them. But if you have some wild teasers in your email, and then you give a link with a unique number to a page where you can actually find out the real offer and the real deal and really
right.
what you have to say, then you can track that. You find out how many people went to that page, and you can know it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's one of the... You know, that we didn't have that around 4 or 5 years ago. That's one of the more recent additions to email and tracking. And I think that's a great way to track. Because
right.
if you don't track, then you lose all, you know, what worked, what didn't work. And so you don't know what to repeat, what kind of things to make an offer again without tracking.
Let's make sure also that we say, Jeffrey, that if you're mailing out to a group, if you're mailing out to a list, 20 people, 100 people, 2,000 people. Absolutely, folks, the cardinal sin, I mean, the capital crime of email marketing is making it where the people receiving your email can see who all the other people are, who the list, you know, all the other email listed in it. You got to make sure you've got those people in blind copies or something, but do not send out everybody's list of email to everybody else.
Yeah, and that's I think when you're more down home, that's what people do because
well, you know, businesses don't do that. And of course, you never see big businesses do that. But
right.
just for those of you who are starting out, it's absolutely a capital crime. Jeffrey Dobkin, give us your website, please.
My website, Dobkin.com, DOBKIN.com. Don't forget to go to the Amazon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.